He was the Rav of Kovna at that very difficult time. Passing many, many shailos, the most difficult halachic shailos, moral issues. Are you allowed to escape from your unit that you're working in forced slavery? Because if you escape, the Nazis will kill many others and punish the Jews for your escaping. These were very difficult moral questions. He was asked, what were you supposed to do? And these questions I gathered together in a variety of Sfarim. First, I'll just tell you the Sfarim that he published. Of course, he published the Dvar Avraham, massive volumes of Tshuvos, the Yunim and Shas, classics used in all Talmudic schools today, Dvar Avraham. So this is the author of the Dvar Avraham. But his Shailas that he discussed during the Holocaust, you won't find in the ordinary volumes of Dvar Avraham, but they're gathered together by Rabbi Oshri, who's still alive and well in the Lower East Side. Rabbi Oshri has published many volumes of Tshuvas and the discussions of the Kovna ghetto and so on. Rabbi Oshri was here at the time and testifies to what it is that Rabbi Avraham Luger Kahana Shapiro passed. And Rabbi Avraham Luger Kahana Shapiro was asked specifically the issue that we discussed a few nights ago, I think, or you remind me whenever it was, this whole issue of whether you can collaborate with tyranny, whether when the Nazis come and demand that you hand over X number of people, you hand them over or you don't hand them over. And he paskined again and again, and he told the leaders of the Judenrat, under no circumstances can one hand over at any time any Jews in any number that are asked for the enemy when you know that they'll be handing over, be taken over to the Ninth Ward or something like that. In any event, he died in the Kovna ghetto and was buried in the Kovna ghetto, which means in Slobodka. And he died at a time when it was dangerous to attend the funeral, and the entire Jewish community, we have eyewitness accounts, went with all the dangers, they went and attended his funeral. No hespedim could be delivered. Everybody went, nobody missed his funeral. And after he was buried in the Slobodka, that was, as far as I know, correct me, the Slobodka cemetery no longer exists, but before that cemetery was destroyed, he had children that survived, and he had a son in New York, and a daughter, and the children arranged for his body to be removed from the from Slobodka, and it was removed here to this cemetery. This is the present cemetery of the community of Kovna. There was an old cemetery in Kovna. There probably was more than one old cemetery, but there was one old cemetery which is still standing. That's where Rav Yitzchok Kono was originally buried. But that cemetery is in terrible condition. We don't have the time. If we had the time, I would take you there, but I don't have the time to take you there. Just take, you can take, don't take your word for it, don't take my word for it, that it's in very poor condition. And one doesn't know what the future is. Anyone who's buried there. So in any event, he was brought here and is now buried in this, in Aleksot. Aleksot was once separate from Kovna, but now it's a suburb of Kovna. Aleksot had its own Rabbanim, and very great Rabbanim, and you'll soon see who one of the Rabbanim of Aleksot was. But one of the great Rabbanim of Aleksot was Rav Gershon Amsterdam, the Talmud of Yisrael Salant. And so we're right now...
Is that related to Rav Naftali Amsterdam? Is that a...
Sorry, I mean Rav Naftali Amsterdam. Rav Naftali Amsterdam. Not related. Rav Naftali. So here we are at the kever of Avraham Luger Kahana Shapiro, and I think what we should say in Kapitel Tehillah here, and then I want to go over to the next kever, and we'll talk about the Baruch Horowitz, talk about him after we say a Kapitel Tehillah here, and we'll say a Kapitel Tehillah there, and then we'll move to Rav Yitzchok Kono's kever and his son Rav Hirsch, and there we'll say the final Kapitel Tehillah, the three that are left, and Kaddish. So because someone will lead us to the Kapitel Tehillah. Who has?
Neil.
So one here,
Neil,
one at the next kever, and we'll... 1991, it was dedicated in 1991. Chavrei Knesset from Israel came here, and Chief Rabbi Gorin was here and present at the dedication of this monument.
And